But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not. Yeah, I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I've got everything I need except the fact.
Good morning. It is day 7. We've done this for an entire week, y'all. An entire week of NaNoWriMo-ing. National Novel Writing Month-ing. Is that a verb? Sure, why not? My name is Evil Murr. I give terrible advice. If you could see me now, you'd see me twirling a mustache. People should not listen to me, especially during the month of NaNoWriMo, as I do a daily podcast to either encourage you to keep going or encourage you to quit, depending on how you feel. This is your life, your decision. I'm not the boss of you. I'm just doing this terrible podcast. It is day 7. Do you know what day 7 is? Day 7 is November 7th, which is a Tuesday, which is the day that books come out in the stores, at least in the U.S. I'm not sure what book release day is elsewhere around the world, but in the U.S. it is Tuesdays. And today, you need to be going to your local bookstore to buy two books. One is Chaos Terminal by Murr Lafferty. It is a continuation of the Midsolar Murders, but it is a standalone murder mystery that you can read if you have not read book one, which was Station Eternity. I call it Jessica Fletcher Meets Babylon 5. The other book is by friend of the podcast and an upcoming interview subject, Travis Baldry, the New York Times best-selling author, the author of the book Legends and Lattes, which was nominated for both the Hugo and the Nebula. Travis Baldry won the Astounding Award for Best New Writer, and his book is coming out, and that's Bookshops and Bone Dust. Dude likes alliterative titles. He can probably say alliterative better than I can. But you'll find out if you check out I Should Be Writing, which is where that interview will be released. But anyway, yeah, I've got a book out, and I'm spending my time talking to you people instead of running out there and promoting. I don't know where I would run exactly. But if I were free instead of chained to this desk talking to you guys, I would run somewhere, I'm sure. But I am dedicated to getting you through the month or to quit. Because of personal reasons, I've had to do these way in advance, so I have no idea what my word count is. Am I continuing with NaNoWriMo, or have I taken my own advice and quit already? I don't know. It's a mystery. Isn't that exciting? If you check out the site, I might have updated it. Check out the show notes. We'll see. But what are we talking about today? The big question is, why are you doing this? Good Lord, why? I've said it before, it's stressful. And sometimes your family, or your roommates, or your friends, or your boss, or your cat, they don't understand why you would do this. I kind of don't understand it either, and I'm doing it myself. Some people do it because they think that putting themselves through a lot of hardship and stress with alongside a community builds the community better. These are the kind of people who do mud runs and run for Congress. Some people believe that it will make you a better writer. I mean, they're wrong. What can you get out of vomiting 666 words on a page every day? It's not like you'll have any sort of insight into writing if you get rid of your own hang-ups and just put the story down as it comes out of your head. It's not as if you'll meet your peer group while hanging out in a Discord or an online forum or a Slack with other writers. I mean, God, peer groups do not help your career at all because everyone is in it for themselves. The only thing that I think is a good reason to do this is to know that at the end of the month, you will have 50,000 words, which is, you know, a solid novel-sized book. You know, George R. R. Martin, I believe all of his books were under 45,000. And then on December 1st, you can submit it. In fact, I'd say work hard to finish by the 28th or 29th, and then you can submit yours and go ahead of everybody else. They won't see that coming, will they? But anyway, At some point in this month, you're going to sit down and go, why am I doing this? And if it is not the reason to submit a book at the end of the month without any editing at all, then you don't have a good reason to do this. And you should quit and go roller skating. Why roller skating? Because roller skating's fun. Why do you question everything I do? Everything I say. I mean, seriously, guys. If you're still in this, at the end of the day, you should have 11,666 words. You know, one of the biggest things I've gotten from NaNoWriMo and from doing NaNoWriMo podcasts is I know how to count by 1,666. I can't count by 12s or 36 or 107, but I can count by 1,666 reliably. What do you get out of NaNoWriMo? My name is Evil Murr. I give terrible writing advice. Don't listen to anything I say. If you want to hear whether I can actually do good advice, check out the I Should Be Writing podcast. Remember, my book, Chaos Terminal, is coming out today. My friend Travis Baldry's book, Bookshops and Bone Dust, is also coming out. One, Science Fiction Murder. The other one is Fantasy Cozy. I recommend both. The interview with Travis should have already been posted by now, but who knows what I've been able to do in the past couple of days because I'm recording this early. But check out murrverse.com or just search for I Should Be Writing on your favorite podcatcher and you'll get the interview with Travis and the rest of these, whatever they are. But I swear by my shiny mustache that I'm giving you, well, advice. I'll see you tomorrow.
Decided to have Thanksgiving this time of year.
Thanks for listening to our daily NaNoWriMo Patreon only podcast. I'm Murr Lafferty, murrverse.com, and this music is by permission of John Anelio. You can find out more about him at johnanelio.com. A-N-E-A-L-I-O. Thanks for your support.